Amber and Nigel presents is.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Amber, how do we play? Is this anything?
I run some stories by you. You break down all of the information, then you give us a verdict. Is the story anything or not?
Okay.
A 13-year-old middle school girl in Pennsylvania attacked a 12-year-old classmate last week with one of those large Stanley cups.
What is Wayne Gretzky have a daughter that goes to Pennsylvania school?
Not the Stanley cup, a Stanley cup.
Wait. The fashionable, with the handle and the large straw. Right.
Kind of like a Yeti, but it's Stanley.
Yes. Okay. I got it. All right.
Here are multiple parents of students from that school speaking out about the violent attack.
He texted me and just said, "Mom, I'm scared. I can't even tell you what it's like to get a text message like that when your kid is at school." He's been a mess ever since. I just feel like there had to be multiple failures along the way here for this to happen.
You get that call from your kid hearing the words, "Blood and help me," and you freeze and you panic.
If it was taken serious by multiple complaints, that little girl would have been in school today.
You know, how are you keeping our kids safe?
I don't know. I don't understand how things like this happen. You're a teacher. And our school system, very lucky. I love the Zionsville school system. But I saw some footage of a fight that happened a year or two ago in high school there that was kind of disturbing. I'm like, how does that even happen? Like, how does, and this is middle school, this is 13-year-olds. How do you stop somebody from just picking up a Stanley cup? And these things are heavy duty. I mean, you can really do some damage with that.
I mean, that's a weapon.
I mean, some of these schools, man, I'm just talking in general. Some of these schools are violent places. We talk about it with Tony Kennett all the time. We had the story, there's multiple stories last week about how one IPS school had a fight club going on with seven-year-olds. And then there was another IPS school that had, that let the students let the parents in, and they were fighting each other.
Right.
In the school, they were fighting students. I just don't understand how that happens, how that's allowed to happen. And if I was the victim here or the victim's parents, I would be suing the school. I'd be suing the parents of the person that did this and obviously calling for an expulsion. Never does my student have to be in the same room or the same building with this attacker ever again.
And these Stanley cups, you kind of alluded to this earlier. When we first started hearing about these things, like, I thought it was a hockey thing. Like, I had no idea, because I saw a headline from like USA Today or something, little girls waiting outside for Stanley Cup. And I thought, wow, they're really into hockey these days. I had no idea.
That was a Valentine's Day limited edition Stanley Cup that they were waiting outside Target for, right? Yeah, it's basically a $50 cup. That's it.
That's it.
I mean, that's really it. It's just a name. They've somehow, I mean, they're marketing geniuses.
In my mind, 12-year-olds are holding it up like, you know, they've just won the NHL championship, the Stanley Cup. Is this anything? State of Kentucky is having an issue with the real IDs that are supposed to be going on your driver's license. Travelers are getting hassled by TSA agents because the real ID technology is having some sort of glitch where it's not really identifying people's identities. Here's Kelly talking about all the trouble she's had traveling with the real ID.
He really struggled getting it to process my photo, and she pulled it back out and she's like, "How old is this driver's license?" And I said, "I just got it in October." She's like, "It's all washed out. I can't see anything." He made me remove my hat. He had me take my glasses off. He asked me to change my smile and the way it was looking. He couldn't get it to verify, so we had to get a supervisor involved at that point.
But yet thousands of illegal immigrants can pass through without an ID at all, and that's not a problem.
It's like they're on that pre-screen thing. Oh, come on through.
But they're hassling Kelly because they don't think it looks like her on the picture. Let me tell you something. The TSA pre-check, worth every penny.
Really?
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple different ones. There's TSA pre-check, and then there's one, there's, I think it's called Clear or something, where they scan your eyeball. Totally worth it. Totally. My wife travels all the time. She made me get it for the last time we went on vacation. And it's a little bit of a hassle getting it. I had to wait an hour at Staples on Keystone.
But if you fly only, maybe twice a year or three times a year, is it worth
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Especially when you're flying during heavy, heavy periods of travel where you know,
5 o'clock at the airport, you can just get right through. It's like the fast pass almost.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's just basically you just walk through. You don't have to take your shoes. I don't think you have to take your shoes off. You just show them the pass, and they're like, thanks. I mean, you still have to put your bag through security
right.
or whatever.
You can't smuggle black tar heroin through just because you bought the, pre-screen.
It was $80. Actually, no, I think it was cheaper than that, but then they couldn't, my birth certificate was so like in shards and tatters, like they couldn't read it, and because you have to have your birth certificate to sign up for pre-check, and they're like, for another $25, I could pull your birth certificate up online. Fine.
Do that. Just do
Fine.
That.
Fine. Okay,
the airlines
whatever.
Nickel and dime you, and so do the pre-screening people. It's the Hammer and Nigel show.